Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to Ministering God's Way Fivefold. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way Fivefold is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. That was Cherie Monique Whitfield, gospel artist, singing Nobody But Jesus. And I know everyone that's listening can attest that it's truly Nobody But Jesus that woke you up this morning, clothed you in your right mind, and allowed you to be able to have an activity and use of your limbs and even a portion of your health. If you don't have all your health, thank God for what the health you do have. Amen. Amen. And praise God. This is Sunday, October 23rd, 2016, 5 p.m. We're talking about where do we go from here today? Where do we go from here? And we know, and I'm going to tell you, we can go to the rock. And that rock is Christ Jesus, not your mother, not your sister, not your brother, not your spouse, but you can go to the rock that is higher than I. And that rock is Jesus Christ. Oftentimes I hear people say, my rock is my friend, my mother, my spouse. No, I am sorry that is, you're sadly mistaken, there's only one rock, and that rock is the solid foundation, and that's Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. And our scripture is coming from the book of Psalms, the 91st or division of Psalms. So if you would turn with me to the 91st division of Psalms. Amen. The 91st division of Psalms. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? And as you're turning your pages to get to the 91st book of Psalms, we certainly want to thank and praise God for Elder Reginald Triplett, my husband. We want to give honor to God for him on today, and I thank God for him. That is my husband, and I praise God for him. Also, we want to give God the glory and also all the praise for Eddie Mae Coleman. She is Triplett Ministries prayer intercessor, and she is a woman of God. She is highly favored and blessed by the Lord. She has, I mean, testimonies that just go beyond, I mean, they just run over. Her cup runs over in the name of Jesus. She was on a respirator. I know one of her testimonies, just one of her testimonies, was being on a respirator, and the doctors told her children she would not come back this way again. But glory be to God. Hallelujah. She's on the phone lines today. Praise God, and we thank and praise God for her on today. Amen, and praise God. She knows about that secret place that we can go to, and to that rock, Jesus Christ, that is higher than I. So we're going to be reading the 91st division of Psalm, and we're going to read it in its entirety from the first verse through the 16th verse. Where do we go from here? Psalms 91:1 reads, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." The secret place. "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels, hallelujah, charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life." Amen. "With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Where do we go from here? Father, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this word that's on today. Where do we go from here? The subject, what we're talking about. We thank you, Father God, that we can go to the secret place of the Most High God, and you will hide us under your wings, Father God. You are our refuge and our fortress. And we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we can go to the rock that is higher than I. Father God, give us, Father, this understanding. Let this word of 91st division of Psalm, this one verse to the 16th verse, saturate our hearts and our spirits, penetrate it, Father God, to know that we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, and that you will satisfy us with long life. And that, Father God, not only with long life, but you will give your angels charge over us, and you will keep us in your care. And we just thank you, Lord, and we ask that we will, Father God, prepare ourselves and make ourselves ready, Father, to do your will and to do it your way, so that, Father, we may dwell with you here on earth and in eternity, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Where do we go from here? Praise our God. God is so wonderful. He's such a mighty, awesome, good God. It's no good thing, he said, he will withhold from them that walk upright. Amen. All we got to do is just trust in him. He told us, we just got to trust him. That's all we have to do, because he that dwelleth in the secret place, hallelujah, of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The shadow of the Almighty. Who is this? We talked about last week. Who is this king? Who is this? Is the King of Glory. Oh, let him come in your life. He is the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Amen. He is the rock of our salvation, and we can go to the rock, and we can dwell with him in the secret place, because when you are hid in Christ, hey, you have nothing to worry about. Nothing can tamper with you, because you are covered under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. So this is what we're talking about. Where do we go from here? See, 2 weeks ago, we asked the question, what shall we say when we stand before the king? And then last week, we said, who is this king we talked about? Now, this Sunday, today, we're talking about, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? We go to their secret place. How do we get to, and we hide ourselves in Christ Jesus. How do we hide ourselves in Christ Jesus? See, we have to first establish a covenant with Christ Jesus. When we establish a covenant with him, then we can go into with kingdom territory. Amen? We can dwell in the secret place, which meaning the inner courts of the Most High God. Amen? You can enter into the Holy of Holies. Amen? God be glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes. He said he would give you all his angels charge over thee. So he will send his angels, holy angels, his holy anointed angels, and his holy guard to the four corners of the earth and to and your life and your territory. And he will have them holy angels that will be anointed. They will be, they can withstand those fiery darts of the devil and shoot down those demons that try to enter into your account. Amen. Because you're covered under, hallelujah, the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, glory be to God. I feel Jesus today. And I thank you for the anointing, Lord Jesus, that removes burdens and destroys yokes of bondage. Hallelujah. And I thank Jesus Christ for the Spirit of God. Because he said, you know, where there is the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. So when you have the Spirit of God in you and liberty, you have liberty, you have freedom. You are not bound, you're not shackled with fetters, you know, in chains. You are free. And who the Son set free, hallelujah, guess what? It's free indeed. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost on today. Where do we go from here? We can go to that rock. And how do you establish the covenant with Christ Jesus? You repent of your sins. You ask God to forgive you of your sins that you have committed, even in your thoughts. your thoughts could have been unclean. You could have sinned by just thinking of the unholy thought. So we ask God to forgive us of our sins. We repent of our sins and make a change, amen, and turn from our wicked ways and humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face, amen. And then God said he would hear from heaven. And he would hear from heaven. See, Jesus said, God said he would hear from heaven. See, and he'd heal our land. So what we have to do is we would have to humble ourselves and repent of our sins. We ask for God for forgiveness, repent, and then we have to seal the covenant with the baptism of the Holy, with the baptism in Jesus' name. Still being washed and clean, being purged of our sins. And having that those sins washed away through the baptism in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus said that there's no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus. So we need to go down in the name of Jesus. We need to be buried with him in the name of Jesus in the water so we can come up in the name of Jesus with all power. Glory be to God. Just like he rose when he got up on the third day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With all power in his hands. Hallelujah. The stone was rolled away. And they wanted to know, where is this king that says he is the Messiah? Where is he? And he had, what did they say? The Messiah has risen. He is risen. And he is risen still the same God today, as he was yesterday when he was in on earth, and he is still, and he will always be. His word saying he will be forevermore. He's God, and he's good, and he will always be God. And ain't nothing nobody can do about it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so, you know, today we're going to, we have Eddie Mae Coleman on the line, and we're just going to open up the phone lines and just welcome her to Blog Talk Radio and just greet her in the name of Jesus. And just talk to her for a few minutes on today. We're talking about where do we go from here. So let's go to the phone lines and welcome Eddie Mae, Sister Eddie Mae Coleman of Knoxipater, Mississippi. Praise the Lord, Sister Eddie Mae. Praise the Lord, Sister Eddie Mae. It doesn't seem like she's coming in on today. Praise the Lord, Sister Eddie Mae. Do we have you on the line today? Praise the Lord. Well, we certainly want to thank God for Sister Eddie Mae. We're checking in here on the studios, and it seems like we can't get her on the line today. But that's okay, because we know that she's still dwelling in the secret place, hallelujah, of the Most High God, amen. So we just want to thank God for her today, and we know that all is well. We know that she has a testimony, and one day we will have her on the show, and we will talk to her about sharing her testimonies of what the Lord has done for her, amen, because, you know, people, were overcome, have overcome the devil by the testimonies of the people. Amen. So you want to be able to testify and tell of God's goodness. Amen. Because we need to know what God has done for you. Hey, what he's done for others, he'll do it for you. Amen. If he rose Lazarus up from the dead, don't you know he'll raise Lazarus up? Don't you know he can raise you up? He can do it, and won't he do it? And look at God. We see that Elder Reginald Triplett, my husband, has joined us on the line. So we want to thank God for him today. And we know he may not be able to say anything, but we'll just go to the phone lines and see if he can bless the listening audience on this afternoon. Praise the Lord, Elder Triplett.
Praise the Lord, Elder Triplett.
Praise the Lord, how are you? Praise the Lord, great, great. And I know we know that you are unable to talk long today, but if we're talking about where do we go from here, today, and we're talking about dwelling in the secret place. We can go to the secret place of the Most High God in the 91st division of Psalms, and that if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, then we will abide under the shadow of the Almighty, because he is our protector, he is our cover and our refuge, and in him will we trust. Amen. So did you want to talk to the listening audience, just say a few words just to bless the listening audience on the day about where do we go from here in this season and this hour and what God is doing in these last and evil days?
No, I'm at work, I'm a little busy.
Okay.
So I'm at work, I'm a little busy, not now.
Okay, well, we thank you for tuning in, and we love you, and we thank God for you listening. So we just wanted to acknowledge you on today, and thank you for tuning in. And so we know that, Elder Triplett is at work, and so he can't talk to us today, but he did want to show his support and tune in today. So we thank God for you and continue to pray for us as we go forth in the name of Jesus and Triplett Ministries. And so we're talking about where do we go from here. We know that we can go, as we said, to the secret place. So we talked about how do we go to that secret place. How can we rest in the secret place when we have a covenant with Christ Jesus? And when we have that covenant with Christ Jesus, then we can have that covering. We can be under that shadow. And he said that he would give his angels charge over us. Amen. That's the thing. We have, once you have that covenant with God and you trust him, you can dispatch his angels, his holy angels, to encamp four corners of your personal life and the territory. And to keep, they will be able to keep those demons and those demonic forces out of your life, because there you can dispatch them to go for the north, south, east, and west of your territory. Amen. And they can shoot down those fiery darts of the demons for you. Amen. Because we have that power. And when you have that power, when you have that covenant with God, he gives you that power. He endows you with the power of the Holy Ghost. And then as you have that power, then you can dwell in the secret place. Amen. So God, he is so powerful. He allows us to have that same power. And he tells us that he did great works on his earth, on this earth, when he came into this earth and he died for our sins, and he shed his blood on Calvary. And you know what? And he healed the sick. He raised the dead. And he cast out devils. But you know what he said? He told us we would do greater works, because he has endowed us with that same power. So once we talked about that covenant, before we can get the covenant, we talked about how when you have repented of your sins, and then you seal it with the water baptism in Jesus' name, and then guess what? When you go down in the name of Jesus and you come up with that power in the name of Jesus, like when he got up. So we talked about how we have been risen in Christ Jesus. And when we've been risen in Christ Jesus, we have power and we can dwell in that secret place of the Most High God. And this is why we can go to that rock that's higher than I. That's higher than I. Amen. So we want to be mindful of our actions, where we go. Where we go is very important, because we can be at the wrong place at the wrong time and enter or encounter the wrong thing. So we want to be mindful of where we go. So this is why we're talking about, where do we go from here? We're living in evil and perilous times. Amen. We had a man of God, a bishop from Bulgaria, to speak to us this morning. In that country, people are dying for the name of Jesus. And we're in America, in a country where we can praise the Most High God. We can honor him, and like some of us, we'll sit here and deny him instead of honoring him. And we have a privilege and we have liberty to serve the true and living God. But I don't care where you go in the face of this earth, because ministering God's way fivefold, it goes into all the nations. It's worldwide. www.ministeringgodsway.blogtalkradio/MariaTriplett. is worldwide. WWW is World Wide Web. I don't care where you go in the world. Hey, you can, if you are hid in Christ, if you are hid in Christ, it's nothing nobody can do about it. If you're hid in Christ, see, because, you know, and then you can dwell within that secret place. He'll give his angels charge over you. He said that 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. He said, but it shall not come nigh thee. See, we can read this word. The 91st division of Psalms tells us how, what the secret place is, what the blessings of being hid in Christ. And if we are hid in him, how the blessings that come with it. He said in the 16th verse of the 91st division of Psalms, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. See, that's the thing about it. Jesus, he said, you know what? He has the keys to hell and death. Amen? He's got the keys to hell and death. So who wouldn't want to serve the God that has the keys to hell and death? Nobody else got the keys to hell and death. See? And we got keys, but we got to use the keys. Amen? And he gives us some keys too. But see, you only can use those keys when you're covered by the blood and when you're dwelling in the secret place. And if you're in the secret place, you know what them keys are. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he said that, you know, he would deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover us with feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. So the Lord, he said, his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. See, if we trust in the true and living God, then, hey, we don't have to worry. There he said, in the 10th verse of the 91st division of Psalms, he said, there shall no evil befall thee. No evil. He said, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. So who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? To be in the secret place. I mean the secret place. Be hid in Christ. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for being hid in him. Amen. And ain't nothing nobody can do about it when you're hid in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Some people can't understand what being hid in Christ is. Oh, Lord, because some things confound the wise. Amen. Some things, just because the spiritual things confound the things of the wise of the world, the people of the world. They can't understand that you are hid in Christ Jesus. And he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You don't have to worry about nobody or nothing because, you know, he said you're going to dwell under his shadow. The shadow. So you covered. You have nothing to fear, nothing to worry about because you are here in Christ Jesus. And you know, he did tell us, you know what? He did say that he that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But you know what he did say too? Not only can you go to the secret place and be here in him, but guess what? He said he would give you the hidden treasures in secret places. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God that we serve. Amen. He said he give you hidden treasures. Hallelujah. In secret places. So, Lord, we call down those hidden treasures today in secret places on our life. All ministering God's way and even the listening audience today, Lord Jesus, let us dwell, Father God, in the secret place of the Most High God so we can dwell under the shadow of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Allow us to go forth in your name and in the name of Jesus to do your will, to do it your way. And Father God, we ask that, Father God, that we will not only look and see those secret treasures those hidden treasures in secret places, but we will be able to experience those secret hidden treasures in secret places, and in the milk and honey and the balm of Gilead in Jesus' mighty name. Again, this is Evangelist Maria Trippett, and we thank you so much for tuning in. Join us next Sunday, October 30th at 5 p.m. Central Time, 2016, to hear a word from the Lord. God bless you.
Father.